issues between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam. Yesterday we discussed one issue, maybe we'll review briefly, and today we're going to discuss the other issue. Yesterday we discussed the issue. There is a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Aleph that Tosfos is clearly alluding to. They don't quote it, but they're using the Lashon.
In Sanhedrin,
they do quote the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the context of the Gemara is Arayas HaGer. The Gemara has a klal, Gershon has got Katan Shnei L'Domi. Once the Ger converts, he's no longer related to his previous relatives. This is relevant to Yerusha. Menatari doesn't yarshin the Nochrim, who doesn't yarshin the Nochrim. Number two, Benegir to Arayas. Menatari is allowed to marry his sister, allowed to marry his mother. And number three, Benegir to Psiliatis. The two, Shnei Achim and his Gairu, are permitted to testify together. By Arayas Hager, they made a Chumr Midrabbanan for various reasons. So the Gemara says, Arayas Hager Midrabbanan, they made a Gzeira that he's not allowed to marry the former relatives, only the relatives from the mother's side. The relatives from the father's side, they never made a Gzeira. Because Rachmana Afkare Lazar, because the Nochri, Benochri Yusuf, he was never really related to the relatives from the father's side. And how does the Gemara know that he was never related to the relatives from the father's side? Because the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Asher Zimra Susim Zirmas. Rachmana Afkare Lazari. So someone asked the Kashi yesterday, how does this jive with the other Gemara? The Gemara said, also in Yevamos, that a Nochri Yarshin is a father, Nochri Yarshin is Ovid Vatera, because the Pasuk says that a Goy is Mesiach is after his father. The Gemara quotes a Pasuk from Navi, Belodon, that's the grandfather's name also. So you see that there is Kurva from the father's side, Benigir to Yerusha. So how come there is no Kurva, Benigir to Arayas? So this is a Kasha that Achrayim ask, because some of the Achrayim answer with the idea of the Minchas Chinuch, that there are two Chaloshemus of Kurva. There's a Chaloshem Kurva of Mishpocha and a Chaloshem Kurva of Shea Bosser. And the Pasuk says in one of the opening Psukim in Parshas Bamidbar, when Bnei Yisrael wanted Tzavah to take the census, so it says, L'mishpachosim leveis avoisam, and the Gemara says, Gemara learns after not passing, Mishpachas hay kriyim mishpacha, Mishpachas hay meina kriyim mishpacha. So that's relevant. Mishpachas hay meina kriyim mishpacha is relevant b'negeah to Yerusha. Because by Yerusha it says, Mishpachta v'yarashoysa. Yerusha depends on kriyim of mishpacha. But b'negeah to Arayas, that pasuk, the pasuk by Anachar Mois Kedoshim, it says, Ishi shall call Sher Basar la Sikru la Galaserva. Sher Basar is a different type of Kurva. So Kurva of Sher Basar is both from the mother's side and from the father's side. And Kurva of Mishpacha is only from the father's side. Mishpacha say Meina Kri Mishpacha. Fine. There's a difference. That's the Shaila. What about. Okay. So here the Gemara has a contradiction between two Psukim, two Gemaras. One Gemara says, Rachmana Afkare Lizare, that the Nochri Benochri Yusuf is not related to the father's side. The other Gemara says that he is related to the father's side. The answer is, Benegir to what? Gemara says he's related to the father, Benegir to Yerusha, because Yerusha depends on Mishpacha. The Mishpacha he does have on the father's side. On the mother's side, Bechlal is not called Mishpacha. Maybe. Just like by us. Only Mishpacha Sa'ab Kroim Mishpacha, Mishpacha Sa'ab Meni Kroim Mishpacha. So by the Nochri Benegir to Yerusha, he does have mishpacha to the father's side. And the Gemara that says he does not have a kurva to the father's side, the context of that Gemara is benegir to Arayas. The Gemara is talking about Arayas Hager, Midrabbanan. You carry over Arayas, kurvas that were there, Benachri Yusuf. The Gemara says that Benachri Yusuf, he didn't have any kurvas of Sher Basar, because Gila Arayas depends on Sher Basar, doesn't depend on mishpacha. So maybe that's the teretz. Maybe the difference of kurva. And benegir to the kurva of Mishpacha, he does have from the Mishpacha Sa'av, and Medigir to the Kurva of Sher Basar, that he doesn't have. Yeah. We said that the idea of Gershon is got cut in Shanel Adami doesn't mean that the whole past is wiped off. The Gemara talks about the possibility of Bezon Shalmata punishing him for Averis that he did Benachri Yusuf. And if he borrowed money from before, of course he owes the money now. And the Pashta says, you don't say, the Meirian Psochim, and Daf Chav Ches quotes an opinion against Tosfos. Tosfos says, called Ben Echol Lo Yachol, but it says by Korban Pesach and Parshas Boy. So we say the Targum Munkle says called Ben Echol Mishin is Takra Maisav Lovim Shabashamayim. If a Jew worships Avodah Zarah, he's not permitted to participate in Korban Pesach. What if he worshipped Avodah Zarah? Then it was Chayzeh B'Tshuva. So Tosfos assumes the Dover Pashut. Calls money is a mumal Avodah Zarah. Once he's Chayzeh B'Tshuva, he's allowed to participate in Korban Pesach. According to Tosfos, there's no problems. But the Miri quotes an opinion, Chachme Hadorish Olofaneinu. They think that that's the Ramban, I think. They're not sure. So he quotes the opinion of one of the Rishonim that once a Jew worships Avodah Zarah for the rest of his life, we wouldn't allow him to participate in Korban Pesach, even if he is Chayzeh B'Tshuva. So then the Miri poses a kasha, how can a Gersh and his Geyer participate in Korban Pesach, but he once worshipped Avodah Zarah? It says, Beferish, V'chayor Kuit Chem Darasechem, Yosef Pesach L'Hashem, I, but the Ger used to worship Avodah Zarah. So the Miri gives a teretz on this opinion, Gershon has got cut in Shonal Adami, the whole past is wiped off. The Pashta says that we don't accept that opinion. Gershon has got doesn't mean the past is wiped off. Gershon has got is only going to get to Kurbus, because not this, they're not Mizgayer Bevasachas. One is Mizgayer, then an hour later, or a year later, or 20 years later, the other one is Mizgayer. So as soon as one of them is Mizgayer, one is Jewish, one is not Jewish. When one is Jewish, one is not Jewish, there's no kurva. We learn that from Psukim. There's no tfisis kiddushin between a Jew and a nochris. And the Gemara in Gittin makes an equation. If there's no tfisis kiddushin, then there's no yachas. The reason why there's no tfisis kiddushin, because there can't be any kurva, there can't be any yachas between a Yisrael and a nochri. So once one of them, if you have two nochrim who are related, and the first one is nizgayer, so now during that stage, that one is Jewish, one is not Jewish, there's no kurva. And then even after the second one is Nizgayer, you can't say that all of a sudden they become brother and sister, they become two brothers at the age of 35. They have to be brothers at the time of later. You can't become a brother later in life. That's what it's based on. So this only applies in the Gemara. You only have Gersh and Nizgakot and Shanala Dami, Benegir to Kurvas, Benegir to Kurva for Yerusha, and Benegir to Psuliatis, and Benegir to Arayas. You don't have it for other things.
Nizgayer at the same time?
If it's possible, yeah. If in this guy mamish bevasachas, the Gemara has a case. Would you have a case mamish bevasachas? So the Gemara has a case: a woman is pregnant with twins, and she's an ochris, and then she's in this guy. So all three, the mother with two sons, on this guy bevasachas. So then the Gemara Taka says you don't apply a cut and shana dummy over there.
But two adults, it wouldn't work anyway.
Two adults is not shach. Yeah, how can it be exactly bevasachas? It's not shach. Probably.
A couple of seconds.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a difference in seconds.
You're filming the mikvah.
What?
The mikvah. Going to a 39 shot mikvah and then filming the last shot after.
Okay, it's possible. It's possible. Theoretically, it is possible. You have the man is in one mikvah, the two people in two different mikvahs, or the same mikvah, and then they fill up the mikvah, the mikvah is missing mamsot, and then you filled it up later. Okay. Zanachanami. It could well be that in that case. That's the one exception to the rule that the Gemara has in Yavamas, and Daf Sadik Ches, that Daf. Muberish and Izgaira, and she has twin boys. The Gemara says they're related. Chayav v'mishum eshesach, because eshesach meima, not minha. Eshesach minhaim.
Maybe also gear katan. If you have two gear katans coming together, and they're not mochev, that's not me. They're both not. They're twins. They're Izgaira together without a father. And they're not together on their birthday. So, and it would also be
a how would be Bevasachas?
Here is now Chal Poli, when they're not open.
No, the Geris is Chal when they were Tevelim and the Mikveh. We're probably Tevel one after the other. Unless she's pregnant with them. Okay, that's the case that the Gemara has. Yeah. So again, so the Gemara says, Rachmana Afkare Lazari de Nochri, that there's no yachas between the Nochri and his father, but get to share basa. Why is that so? So the Rivam says, why is that so? That's in Gemara learning some of the pasuk. There's no yachas of share basa. The Rabbi Natam understood, why is that so? It must be that the whole a child is related to his mother, because the mother carries the baby in her body for 9 months, and she has a leida, she gives birth to the baby. The father is unrelated because he made her pregnant, made the mother pregnant. So there's room to argue the point and say, that seems to be the Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, the kurva of a father to the child is only if there was a maisa bia that had them related. But if you take zera ha'ish, if you do an artificial insemination, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there was no maisa bia with the woman, so there's no reason to declare that there's a kurva between the father and the child. Just because genetically they have the same DNA, that doesn't make a kurva. You have to have dafke maisa bia. So Rabbeinu Tam understood that the reason why there's no kurva ain Rachmana afkarei lezari de nachri is because ain biyasa bia. That's why. Because ain biyasa bia, there's no maisa bia. So maybe there's no kurva between the father and the son. And we said, we understand very well the Gemara's Havamina in Brachas. I think it's on Daf Chafei. The Gemara has a Havamina that you would be permitted to say Tfilah Kineged the Erev of the Nochri. The Brisa says you're not allowed to. The Gemara says it's a Chiddush. One would have thought that it's Mutter, Kamash Mulon, the Eres Avim Lo Ro, when Noach was drunk. So it says he uses the Lashon of Erev Savim. So you see the Erev of the Nochri is also called an Erev. Why was there a Havamina that the Erev of the Nochri is not called an Erev? The answer is because in Shulchan Aruch it says when the Moel does the bris on the baby, he doesn't have to cover over the erva of the baby. Why not? What happened to the din of saying a bracha, can I get erva? So the Mefarshim gave two different, the Rishonim gave two different reasons why. That was clearly the practice. He doesn't cover over the erva. So half of the Rishonim said because that's the mitzvah. Since the Torah requires, he has to cut off the or orlo, so that's the mitzvah, so there's no din of erva. The other Rishonim say no, because the baby is not yet 9 years old. It's only considered an erva when the eva is roi labia. So if he should, an afkamina will be perhaps if a ger gadol, if a ger converts past the age of 9, and you're going to do a mila on a baby on a person who's more than 9 years old, so then it is roi labia. So you have to cover over the orlo. You have to cover over the eva ha erva or not. So that would be an afkamina between these two reasons why the moel doesn't have to cover up when he does a bris on a little baby. So if one should say like that, that the havamina, you understand the havamina very well. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the nochri is ein biyasa bia al pidin, it's not called a bia. It's a maisa ishus. That's why biyasakum asas labailo. Because the moel amal bi isha doesn't say the moel amal b'ashem, she violated lo sinof. Rabbeinu Tam says she doesn't violate lo sinof because he didn't do a maisa bia. But a maisa ishus it is, because the nochri is married to his wife, and that's the way they live together. So if the ishus ish Yisrael has an affair with someone other than a husband, she has a maisa ishus with someone else, that asas. We showed that the Rambam holds like that. The Rambam understood the Gemara in Soita, shochuf mikanim al yoda, paisal etruma means, if a man doesn't have the ability to do a kisha yever, and a meshamish beva mace is not called tashmish, not called bia. Nonetheless, it asks Zisha Labailo. If the Shishish is Mizana with a Shachuf, with one who doesn't have a Kisha Yever, asks Labailo. Why? But there's no Maisa Bia. The answer is, you don't need a Maisa Bia to ask Labailo. All you need is a Maisa Ishus. To ask it to the Baal, that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. He's only called the Baal if he did a Maisa Bia. But to ask it to the Baal, as long as his wife did a Maisa Ishus with someone other than the husband, that's enough to ask. So that the Rabbeinu Tam seems to distinguish like that. Tinisa Labal and Isabel. And the Rambam seems to hold like that. The Rambam says, Amashamish Beva Meis is not called Tashmish, not called Bia, but it's still Asa's Labailo. So that's a fundamental machlekes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivom. What does it mean when the Gemara says that there's no the by Nochem, the Bein is not Messiah is after the father. Rachman Afker Elazari, what does it mean? So the Rivam says, Shain, Rachman Afker Elazari. There's no Kurva of Sherbosa to the father, only to the mother. And the Rabbeinu Tam understands that the reason why there's no Kurva to the father is because they be also be.
Does it matter by Mila, that we're learning from different parts of the Pasuk? Rabbeinu Tam was pointing that Ain Bia Tobia was from Vizima Susim Vizima Tam. The Gemara and Brachot and the Mila thing is about Bissar Hamorim Bissaram. Even if you understand it, Zimatsu seem differently. And is it really, do you really have to say Rabbeinu Tam for the Mila point? And the fact, and what does Bia have to do with the Bissaram part? It's a different part of the puzzle. Different limuds. One is for Erva and one is for Bia.
I mean, the Rivam also knows the Gemara in Brachas. Okay, I just said, going to Rabbeinu Tam, we understand it better. We understand it better. Because the Havamina makes very good sense. Because the Havamina is true. That the reason there's room to say that since Alpidin, the Bia Sakam is not called Bia, so it's not called an Eber HaErva. Okay. So again, so what was the issue? There was a big machlokes of the Balei HaTosfos. There was a woman who was married, a Jewish woman who was married, and then in the time of the crusade, she was mezana with a Nochri. And then the Nochri, so the husband divorced her, because she's in Sabirotzen. And then the Nochri decided to convert. So the Shaila was whether the woman is permitted to marry the Nochri after he is Nizgayer. So there was a big machlokes of Rabbein and Tam and the Rivam. So the Rivam said that she's Asura. She's Asura, Echel Abal, Echel Abal. She's not allowed to marry the Baal. And the Rabbein and Tam said Mutter, but in Shulchan Aruch they passed like the Rabbein and Tam. After the Nochri is Nizgayer, he's permitted to marry the Eishes Ish. And the Vilna Gaon quotes all the three different Biurim. So Rabbein and Tam's Biur is that you can't be an Issa Lebal because he's not a Baal. Because Bia Sakam Lav Shma Bia, he's not called a Baal. They didn't violate because it's not a Maisa Bia. Other Rishonim gave a different explanation why, that the Torah only introduces the prohibition of Echel Lebayol and Issa Lebayol if the husband would divorce his wife, she would have been allowed to marry the Bayol. So now that he caused her to become Asur al Baila, now she's not allowed to marry the Bayol. But at Ben Kovakot, the Bayol is an Ochri. So she's not going to marry him anyway. So something along the lines of Enisa Chalalisa, that the Torah didn't formulate Enisa Leboil whenever the woman is Asura anyway. And that's a discussion in the Rishonim, and the Gemara in Sota and the Rishonim. What would be the din if you have two brothers married to two sisters, and then one of them is Mezana with the other one's Eishes Ish, and then the husband divorces his wife, and then this one's wife dies. So the woman with whom he was Mezana, at the time he was Mezana, she was Achas Ishtoi. So she was Asura to him anyway. But then after his own wife dies, it's Achas Ishtoi Lachamisas Ishtoi. Lachamisas Ishtoi, Achas Ishtoi is Mutter. Pasuk says, Litzra Aleha Bechayeh, only when the wife is still alive. After the wife dies, there's no longer an Isser of Achas Ishtoi. So that's a discussion in the Gemara and the Rishonim, whether there would be an Isser Leboil in such a case. But over here, where the Boil is an Achri, so that's what some of the Rishonim said. The Boil is an Achri, so the Torah doesn't have to formulate an Issa LeBoil. He's an Achri anyway. So the Issa LeBoil doesn't apply. Once the Achri is Nizgayer, so then he's allowed to marry her. Then the third explanation for the Shittas Rabbein and Tam, third Svara was Rabbein Yechilmi Paris, that the Gersh and Nizgayer Kekotin Shenol Adami. So we said that's, we don't really hold like that. Pashta says Kekotin Shenol Adami only applies when you get to Kurvas. That whatever kurvas existed when Achri Yusa no longer here, because when the first one was Nizgayer and the second one was not yet Nizgayer, so there's no kurva between a Yisrael and an Achri. Later on, the second one is Nizgayer, you can't develop a kurva later in life, but it does mean you wipe off the whole past. He is the Boil. You don't ignore the whole past. So that's what we were discussing yesterday. That's the one half of the Tosfos. That's a major machlokes, Rabbein and Tam and the Rivam. How do you understand this Gemara in Yivam is the upside of Ches of Rachmana after Elazar? Now, the second half of Tosfos is a major topic also, but it's a totally different topic. Totally different topic. But just to explain, Rabbi Chana Wasserman presents in his Sefer on Yevamos, he presents the following. There is a Mishnah in Zvachim. In Azal Mekoyman, there's a Mishnah in Azal Mekoyman. Some karbonis, you need four zrikas, and not dalak karnas hamizbech. From karbonis, you need two zrikas. Some karbonis, they need one zrika. Is there any carbon that needs three zrikas? Not in the Mishnah. Huh? No. Is there any carbon that needs three zrikas? So three karbonis on his bech. So there's one tana, and yuma. There's one tana holds that carbon tomid needs three zrikas. But nobody holds like that. The Mishnah doesn't quote that. So there chatas needs dalad zrikas and dalad karbonis on his bech. Then the karbanas need two zrikas, one karbanas, some karbanas need one zrika. Fine. What happens if you have a karban that needs four zrikas and instead you do one zrika? So that's a machlek is Bishamai and Bisil. I think the name of the perik is Bishamai. In Zvachim perik Bishamai. So we pass on like the Bisil that b'dieved one matana is good enough. Even though you didn't do all the four. What if l'chatchili you'll do only one matana? Instead of doing four zrikas on the four karnas HaMizbech, you only do one zrika. So the Mishnah says that's a violation of Baltigra. That's what the Beis Halevi formulates a whole klal. Let's say a person, the mitzvah Bishlei Musa is to put on tzitzis with tchelis and lovon, and the trailer is not miyakev, and the lovin is not miyakev. If you only have one without the other, you're mekayim the mitzvah shalov bishleim musa. So let's say the fella does have both available, has trailers available and lovin available. He doesn't bother to put them both on, he only puts one on. So he did the mitzvah in such a way that there's only yotze b'dieved, but l'chatchila he didn't do the mitzvah bishleim musa the way it's supposed to be done. So the Beis HaLevi thinks that that would be a violation of Baal Tigra. If a person only puts three parshias in the tefillin, he only puts tzitzis on three corners, so that the Beis HaLevi quotes a Rashbo and Rosh Hashanah, the Chiddush and Rashbo, that's not Baal Tigra, it's just not mevatel mitzvah of tefillin, it's just mevatel mitzvah of tzitzis. Baal Tigra is, if you did the mitzvah in a fashion that b'dieved you yotze, but you did it b'giroim, if you megareh something, that's likuvah, so you just didn't do the mitzvah period, you just mevatel mitzvah of tzitzis, you mevatel mitzvah of tefillin. So Baal Tigra is, you have a chatos, and we pass like Bishilo that only one zrika is ma'akev, and he could have done four zrikas, he has a kos full, he has a klisharis full of dam ha'chatos, and instead of doing the four zrikas, he does one and he calls it quits. So then he's in violation of Baal Tigra. Who adinami, if you have tcheles without love, and love without tcheles, he thinks that that would also be Baal Tigra. Or let's say a person has a korban that needs one zrika, two zrikas, instead of giving one or two, he gives four zrikas. So if he does on four karnas hamizbech, that'll be a violation of Baal Tosis. Tosis writes a chiddush, if he does 100 zrikas on the same corner, that's considered repeating the mitzvah many times over. Tosis thinks that that's not Baal Tosis. If you shake a lulav all day long, pick up the lulav, put it down, pick it up, put it down, pick it up, put it down. Tosis says you're not in violation of Baal Tosis. You just repeated the mitzvah many times. So Tosis distinguishes if you have a korban that needs only one zrika, two zrikas, you do 100 zrikas on the same keren, that's considered repeating the mitzvah many times over. But if you zorek on more than one keren, on more than two karnas on mizbeach, that'll be a violation of Baal Tosis. Fine, those are the rules in the Mishnahs. So now there's a Mishnah that presents a Mishnah in Zvachim, that presents a machlokes between the Tanaim, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. What if you have two karbonas, one karbon needs four zrikas, one karbon needs one zrika, and the dam got mixed up together? So the pashtus is, so what do you do? If you're going to give four zrikas, so you'd be in violation of Baal Tosif on the Matan Achas. If you'll do one zrika, you'd be in violation of Baal Tigra on the Matan Dalet. So Tosif here discusses, what in the world are you talking about? The chatas that needs four zrikas needs lemaila michut asikra. And the other karbonas that need one or two zrikas is lemata michut asikra. So if the damen get mixed up, the whole machlekes doesn't matter. Where is it going to be zork the dam? Above the chuta sikra, below the chuta sikra. So that's our problem. Exactly how do you read the Mishnah? So let's leave out that case. Matan dalet, shinesarve, bematan achas. Let's take the other case. You have dam from a korban that needs two zrikas, lematan bechuta sikra. By behemoth, only chatas needs zrika. At the mizbeach was 10 amas tall. And at the point of 5 amas around, there was a chuta sikra. Sikra is red. There was a red chut around. And lemaila michuta sikra is called the keren. And lematim chuta sikra is called the yisoid. So the chatas by behemoth is the only korban that needs zrika lemaila on the karnas amizbeach. And all the other korbanas need zrika lemata on the yisoid amizbeach. So leave out the case of matan dalash and isarib matan achas, because it doesn't make sense. Let's say matan shtaim and isarib matan achas. All the zrikas of the shtaim and achas. So you have the dam got mixed in together. So whatever he's going to do, he's going to be in violation of an issa. If he's going to give one zrik, it'll be Baal Tigra on the Matan Shtaim. If he'll give two zrikas, it'll be Baal Tosif, because it's going to be on two karnas on his bear, opposite each other. So it'll be Baal Tosif on the Matan Achas. So what should he do? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. He's faced with a dilemma. Whatever he's going to do is going to be no good. If he won't be zarek any dam at all, so the both karbonas will go down the drain. They'll both be puzzled. If you don't do zrika sadam, so you're not yotze the karbon. If he'll do one zrika, they'll both be kosher, but he'll be in violation of Baal Tigra. If he'll do two zrikas, they'll both be kosher, but he'll be in violation of Baal Tosis. So which is the lesser of the two evils? Which is the lesser of the two evils? So there's a machlokes hatanoim. Which is preferable to do? Should you do one zrika? Should you do the larger number of the zrikas? So we pass in la locha that shevi al tasa odif. The Gemara says like that. There's a whole sugi in Erev and Daf Kuf about this. When a person is faced with a dilemma balaz means that whatever you do is no good. He has three possibilities here. Should he do one zrika, two zrikas, or no zrika? Does no zrika, he's not yotze either. Does one zrika, is baltik. Does two zrika, is baltaisir. Whatever he's going to do is no good. So you have to choose to do the least of all of the options. So the whole machleg is hatanaim, which is considered the least of all of the evils in that situation. Many years ago, the Agudas Yisrael was always a party in Eretz Yisrael, in the government, and they always used to hold as a shita that you're not allowed to join the coalition government. The Mizrahi always joined the coalition, the Agudah held you're not allowed to join, because the government shaves off the pays of the Sfardim, and they send them to trade for kibbutzim, and the Mechal Shabbos, and the trades, they do all kinds of Dvarim Asurim. So if you're part of the coalition, so you're supporting Averis. So the Mizrahi felt that under the circumstances, if he won't join the coalition, it'll be worse. Join the coalition, it'll be a little better. So you have to choose the least of all of the evils. So at a certain point, Rav Shach was the head of the Bat Metzis Gedalia of the Agudas. At one point he said, it's time to join the coalition government. They should join. So Moshe Sternbach at that time was a young man. So he tied it against Rav Shach. Rav Shach was probably in his 60s at that time. So he tied it against Rav Shach. What do you mean? But the Gedolim in the previous generation said that it's Yechorek Bal Yavar. You're not allowed to join the coalition government, Horeg Bal Yam. So Shach felt very uncomfortable responding to Rav Moshe Sternbach. He was much younger than him. So it was a bizoyan. So he sent a letter to Rav Shnir Kotler, who was a relative of his. And it was in his handwriting. Rav Shach had a unique handwriting. And they hung up the letter in all the yeshivas in America. So they had it hanging. The letter was hanging in the base medrash across the street also, in 301. So Rav Shach wrote to Reb Shnei Kotler, private letter, that the reason why he encouraged them that they should join the coalition government is because Kibalna Mirabaseinu, we have a tradition that whenever you're faced with a dilemma like this, you have to be Bocha B'Mio Torah. You have to choose the least of all of the evils. And sometimes that means Shevi Al Tasa, but not always. You don't always say Shevi Al Tasa Orif under this, that the least of all of the evils always is inaction, not to join the government. Sometimes kumbi say to join the government is the least of all of the evils, or the least of the two evils. The sugya there in Erevin is beferish like that. Benegir to dalet sarba matnachas, the dam got mixed up. You don't know whether to do the higher number of zrikas or the lower number of zrikas. So there, so it's a machlokes satanaim there. Which is the less? Which should you do? So Gemara says one of the considerations is shevi al tasa orif. That if you'll violate Baltigra, it'll be B'Shev Altas. If you violate Baltesef, it'll be B'Kum V'Yaseh. It'll give an added Zrika. If you violate Baltigra, by definition, it'll be B'Shev Altas. So the Gemara says, this Svar, Shev Altas. But there are other Svaris that they establish sometimes that the least of all of the evils is B'Kum V'Yaseh. It's not always going to be B'Shev Altas. So that's what Rav Shach said. That was Kibalna Mirabaseinu. That's the tradition we have. That's the whole sugya in Erev and Daf Kuf, that you have to choose the least of all the evils, which usually, often is Shevi Al Tasa, and sometimes it's not going to be Shevi Al Tasa. So they came along to the thinking of the Mizrahi. That's the Mizrahi always held like that. That it's better to join the coalition government than not to join. If you don't join, so there's no control at all over what the government does. If you do join, at least there's a little. You're going to have to give in a little bit. So Rabbi Chana Vasseman explains based on that Gemara in Erevin Daf Kuf, where the Gemara quotes this Mishnah from Zvachim, the dam of the two karbonas got mixed up together, and the Mishnah presents the machlegs of Lezer Reb Yeshua, should you do the four zrika, should you do the one zrika? So Rabbi Chana says, what's the story? In Kol HaTorah Kula we have a pasuk v'chai bohem lo shiyamas bohem, that pikuach nefesh is decha Kol HaTorah Kula. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, Gilui Reis, and Shvichas Damim, so you have psukim that Pikuach Nefesh is not Doicha, these three. So what do you say? The psukim indicate that the din of Pikuach Nefesh absolutely doesn't apply whatsoever? Or maybe what it means is, on the one hand and on the other hand. On the one hand, you have a consideration of the Avera, you're not allowed to do Gilui Reis, Eshizish, Lysinath. On the other hand, there's Pikuach Nefesh, whereas But again, to the 610 other mitzvahs in the Torah, the din is pikuach nefesh, is doicha the other iser. Here I say no, they're both shkulim hein. You have the din of loisinov, and then you have the din of pikuach nefesh, and it's next suvam akhishim zeh. And then, so what do you do? So shkulim. So you have to be noy b'shevi al tasa. If the pshat, so Rabbi Chana claims that's a machleg, is the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivon. The Rabbeinu Tam, again, the Gemara in Sanhedrin said that you apply Yehar Gval Yav in three cases, by Gimel Aver Sachamuras, Abedazor Gelav Ashir Chazdamim, and then the Gemara says, B'shas HaShmada, any Aver, or B'farhesia, even Shaleh B'shas HaShmada. Farhesia means if the 10 Jews will know about it. B'gadash HaBesoch B'nei Yisrael, Toch has the connotation of Asor. The Mishnah explains how does Toch have the connotation of 10 Mishnah in Sanhedrin. The first Mishnah explains how you know that. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, if there is such a din that Shara there is not only the Gimel Aver Sachamus but the Zor Gele Rashi Chazdam, even Shara there is Bifarhesia, the din is Yaharg Val Yavar. So when Esther was living with Achashverosh, everybody, all the Jewish people in Shushan knew about it. They all knew who Esther was, they all knew Achashverosh is a goy. And it should be Shara Veris Befrahesya. How come it's not Yehoreg Val Yavar? So the Rishonim were bothered with Akasha. Why does the Gemara ask for Hester Farhesya Havoy? Should have asked for Hester Gile Arais Havoy. So Taisvis, the Rabbi Natam and the Rivam and Taisvis held, no, the Gemara didn't ask for Hester Gile Arais Havoy. The Gemara only asked Shara Veris Befrahesya. It's not Gile Arais for some reason or another. Balamor didn't see that it was Akasha. Balamor thought, Balamor there, on Sanhedrin Dafayin Dalin, understood that the kasha was, it's a double kasha, it's Gili Arayis and it's also Farhesia. Even if it wouldn't have been Gili Arayis, it should be Farhesia, it's a double kasha. So he and the Balamor holds, when the Gemara gave the answers, Karko Olam, and the other answer was Lano Azatzman. So these two svaras of Abai and Avrave explain both questions, explain away both questions, why there's no din of Yehoreg Val Yavar mitam Gili Arayis, why there's no Yehoreg Val Yavar mitam of Shara Veris Bifarhesia. But the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivam were medayik to the Gemara. No, the Gemara only asked Esther Farhesia Havoy. The Gemara didn't ask for Esther Gilei Arayis Havoy. Why not? So some Rishonim said, well, that's only an agadita, that Esther was married to Mordechai. Ati lo labasa, tikri lo labasa, lo labayis, and kasher avadati avadati, shall now shall become an eshesish asur al bailo, because she's going beratzen. Those are only agaditas. Maybe our Gemara in Sanhedrin Dafayin Dalet is not so convinced of those agaditas. But Tosfos holds not so. Tosfos holds not. All the agadas in the Gemara are to be taken seriously. And everybody's masking at the agadah. And Esther was an eshesish. And still the Gemara didn't ask for Esther Gilei Arayis Havoy. The Gemara only asked for Esther Farhesia Havoy. Why? Why didn't the Gemara ask for Esther Gilei Arayis Havoy? So yesterday we spent all the time on the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam thinks that Bia Satan Lav Shmo Bia. So it's not an Avera of Leisinov. One is only an eshesish, is only a violation of Lav Sinaf. If she has a maisa bia with somebody else, she has a maisa issues, she kisses someone else, she hugs someone else, she dances with someone else, and she has bia with a goy, that's like kissing, that doesn't count. So that's not called a violation of Lav Sinaf. That's how the Rabbi Natam is. And the Rivam says that there is no such thing. Where did he get such an idea? That bia sakum is kibia's bam is not called a maisa bia. So the Rivam gave a different answer. The Rivam says that the Gemara knew all along that Shev al Tasa, that Esther Karko Olam, if whenever you're faced with a predicament of Pikuach Nefesh on the one hand and Gilei Arayis on the other hand, they're threatening to kill you unless you violate Gilei Arayis. So if it would be the other 610 mitzvahs, the din would have been Pikuach Nefesh is Deichel mitzvah. And over here by the Gimel Averis, what's the Halacha? So the Rivam holds that you're left with both considerations. You have the pikuach nefesh is staring you in the face, that you should do the avera. Then the avera stares you in the face. You should not do the avera. It's not that pikuach nefesh simply doesn't apply at all. No. Shnei ksuvim ha-makrishim zeh, and there's no way to be machriya. So what does the halacha say when you have shnei ksuvim ha-makrishim? You have a dilemma like that. So the answer is shevi al tasa odiv, like we paskin by the matan dalish and isar b'matan achas. It's preferable to violate Baltigra than to violate Baltosif, because Baltosif, if you give Dalet Matonis, you'll be in violation of Baltosif, because if you give one Matonis, be a violation of Baltigra, B'Shev Altasa. So it's better to violate an Aver B'Shev Altasa than to violate the other Aver, because Sheve al tasa adif. So that's what the Rivam holds. That the Gemara never asked the Kasha, but asked the Gili Arayis Havi, because they knew for sure that the Teretz would be Karko Elam. Karko Elam means Sheve al tasa. She just asked for Sheve al tasa. And then the Taisis gave a mashal to prove that it's so. How does the whole story, how do you know that there's a din of Yehorek Val Yavor by Gili Arayis? Where did the Gemara get that from in the first place? So the Gemara says, because we know that there's a din of Yehorek Val Yavor by Shvichas Domin. How do you know that? How do you know there's Yehorek Val Yavor by Shvichas Domin? The Gemara says it's a svara. My chos is the Domin, the Doch Sumikvei, Dilma Domin, the Hugar Sumikvei. The Nochri holds a gun to my head and he threatens to kill me unless I shoot another Yisrael. So how can I say Pekoch Nefesh allows me to do murder? What do you mean? Pekoch Nefesh means HaKadosh Baruch Hu cherishes every neshama in Yisrael. So therefore, mitam Pekoch Nefesh, I should murder someone. So what's with his Nefesh? Who says my Nefesh is more important than his Nefesh? Someone's life is going to be lost over here, the mine or his. Who says that my life is more important than his? So that's what the Rivam says. The whole Svara in the first place means you have to act B'Shei B'Altasa. So therefore you have to act the Shevi Altasa. So Tosis gives a marshal. What would be the din if the Nochri is holding me and is going to drop me, I'm very overweight, and they're going to drop me on a little baby. Going to drop me on the baby's going to get crushed to death. And if I'm going to resist, I'm going to jump out, they're going to shoot me. So do I have to give up my life? They're going to use me. I'm not doing anything to kill me. I'm acting in a passive fashion. I allow them to throw me on the tina. So Tosfos gave this as a marshal. If the Nochrim threaten me, you better let us drop you on the tina and kill the tina. And if you don't allow us to, you're going to put up a fight. You're going to resist. We're going to shoot you. So the Tosfos thinks that Dovah Poshut, that Sheva Al Tassot, you should act in a passive fashion. So since by Yehorek Val Yavor, by Shvichas Domim, there is no din that you always have to give up your life. Sometimes he says, Sheve Al Tasa Orif. So Hu Adinami, by Gili Arayis, how do you know Bichlal that by Gili Arayis is a din of Yehorek Val Yavor? Where is the marker? Yehorek Val Yavor by Yavor Rezora is based on the Pasuk in Kriyashma. Yehavtos Hashem Elkech, B'chol Navshecha, Fila Noitles Navshecha. So that's Yehorek Val Yavor by Yavor Rezora. Yorg Val Yabba by Shvichas Damim is a svar. My chos is the Dhamma Dach Sumikvei, Dhamma Dhamma Dahu Gabri Sumikvei. That's what the Mishlam Melech has a Sefer Drush that's called Parashas Drochim. He has a whole essay, he has around 15 essays there. He has a whole essay whether the din of Yorg Val Yabba applies to Bnei Noach. So it's a Sugya in the Gemara, in Sanhedrin Afayin Dalin, and there's a Machlok Zerushani, what the Maskana is in the Gemara. So the Rambam starts that Perek in Hilchas Yisari HaTorah, the parak about Yehorek Val Yavor, so the Rambam paskins that Yehorek Val Yavor is only by Yisraelim, not by Nochrim. Rashi and Tosfos learn the Maskana Fakert that Yehorek Val Yavor does apply to Nochrim. And the Rambam hold that it does not apply to Nochrim. So the Rambam opens that parak. Kol Beis Yisrael Metzuvim Al Kiddush Hashem. There it is in Yisrael HaTorah. The opening line in Perikei in Hilchus Yisrael HaTorah. Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvim, a very strange lashon. Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvim Al Kiddush Hashem HaGadol Hazeh Hashem HaMekdash Tebesor Bnei Yisrael. So the Rambam starts off the whole Perik that it's only by Jews. By Bnei Noach there isn't any Yehorek Val Yavor. So let's say they hold a gun to the head of a Nochri and they say either you murdered him or we're going to kill you. Would you say there's no din of Yehorek Val Yavor by Bnei Noach, so he's allowed to kill the other guy? So the Mishlam Melech writes in his Drush Seif and Parashas Drochim, no, that's a Svara Pshuta. How do you know Yehorek Val Yavor by a Jew, by Shvichas Damim? Gemara says, Svara Hu, my Chos is the Damim Dach Sumik Tvei. It's a Svara, says it's a Svara. The same Svara applies to Bnei Noach also. That's a double portion like that. The Gemara only has a discussion whether you say Yehorek Val Yavor by a Nochri, by a Avodah Zarah, by Gili Arayis. But by Shvichas Damim, of course you're going to Yehorek Val Yavor, because the Svar applies equally to the Nachrim as it applies to the Yisraelim. So the Gemara establishes that Yehorek Val Yavor by Shvichas Damim is based on the Svar. Then you have a pasuk that says, if a Naira Hamorasa is Zinsa, so she's Chayv Skila, and the Chumash draws a contrast between Ba'ir and Basoda. If it's Ba'ir, so why didn't she scream? Alvaro Shalot Soka, Hanai Raham Rosa. Why didn't she scream? that they're attacking her. So it's a raya, the fact that it was ba'ir and no one heard the scream, is a raya that she was mezane berotzen. But if it's basode, im basode mitzoka, we assume tzoka hanaira ve'imoshiyalo. She probably was screaming, but there's nobody there in the soda to save him. Very difficult psukim, this contrast between ba'ir and basode. Don't you need hasra? Don't you need yateratzma lemisa? You have to have edim that there was hasra. What do you mean? Ba'ir, you assume that she didn't scream. Who says? Sometimes they have in a building, they're ma'anis and eshes ish, and no one heard a word, no one heard anything. Ba'ir, you always assume that because you didn't hear anybody scream, so it's a right that she did it, amazed it. In basoda, you're told that she did it, she was nensa. Rambam Chumash has difficulty with that. He says, according to the Torah Shebal Peh, that we have established that you need hasra and yater atzma lemisa and so on. So the psukim are just mishalim. It doesn't matter. Ba'ir and basada. I mean, ba'ir means if there was hasra but yater atzma lemisa, then she gets the oinish. And basada means if there was no yater atzma, it was no hasra. The psukim are mishalim. It's not to be taken literally at all. So the pasuk says, if the naira hamarosa was nensa basada, Ein la naira chitmovis, tzok ha naira mashiach, tzok ha naira hamurasa, vei moshiach lo. And then the pasuk compares it, ki, kashiyok hamish al reyehu, tzok ha nefesh, kein hadov hazeh. Just like if a person goes to murder someone else, so to hear, the man came and he attacked the woman, he raped the woman. Kashiyok hamish al tzok ha nefesh, kein hadov hazeh, tzok ha naira hamurasa, vei moshiach lo. No one was able to save her. So the Gemara says, you see that there's a hekesh in the pasuk between Ritzicha and Gili Arai. So just like by Ritzicha we know mitam svara, that there's a din of Yoharg Val Yavar, what's the svara, my chazist, etc. So too, you see that there's a din based on the hekesh. The svara itself wouldn't make sense to apply a svara to Gili Arayis. To say that there's no din of Pikuach Nefesh Derech Gili Arayis, why not? I would have thought Pikuach Nefesh is Derech Gili Arayis. But because you have a Hekesh, Emesh even Ala Hekesh, Kenes Kenikashis, so we say that the din by Shvichas Damim, that Yehorek Val Yavar applies to Shvichas Damim, carries over to Gili Arayis also. Even by Gili Arayis, you also say Yehorek Val Yavar. So the Rivam presents this argument. How do you know that you say Yehorek Val Yavar by Shvichas Damim? Because of the Svara. My Chazis, what does the Svara mean? That you don't know whether it's your Pikuach Nefesh against his Pikuach Nefesh. Take a stance. I don't do anything. So you're not allowed to go kill the other guy. But if they're going to drop you, if the Anos says, Hanach, let me drop you on a baby, and I'm going to crush the baby to death, and you won't do anything. So the Rebbe says, I should act the Shevi Al Tasa. So he says, since the whole din of Yehorek Val Yavar by Gili Arayis is only based on Yehorek Val Yavar by Shvichas Damim, and by Shvichas Damim, the whole thing is based on a Svara. If Shei Bal Tasa Orif, so what they name it by Gili Arayis, we would also say Shei Bal Tasa Orif. So Karka Olam is certainly a Svara Lahokel by Yehorek Val Yavar by Gili Arayis. So that's where the Gemara never asked the Kasha. Well, ask the Gilei Arayis Havoi, because the answer would be Karko Olam. The answer would be Shei Bal Tasa Orif. There's no Yehorek Val Yavar if they just ask you, if the Nochri demands of you to be passive. The Nochri is going to do the Avera, and she's only going to be passive. Esther is going to be participating in the Avera. She's also going to be in violation of Lysinov. She's married to Mordechai, and she's being Mizana with Achashverosh. She'll be in violation, but she'll be in violation with Shei Bal Tasa. Say Shei Bal Tasa Orif. That's what the Rivom says. So what was the Gemara's kasha of Esther for Hesya Havoy? Because the Gemara said, when you do any Aver before Hesya, so same thing, if you do Gil HaRais before Hesya, any Aver before Hesya, so that's a Chil Hashem. The Gemara thought, but Malcolm, Chil Hashem, that's a din, another din of Yehorek Val Yavar. The Gemara thought, there you have to make a Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, it's not just Shevi Al Tasa Orif. No, the Gemara thought, Gimel Aver HaSachamuris, they're Shkulim. On the one hand, you have Koch Nefesh, on the other hand, you have the din of Lasinov. One hand you have Pekoch Nefesh, on the other hand you have the din not to worship Avodah Zarah. Pekoch Nefesh is not Dorchad Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah is not Dorchad Pekoch Nefesh. So you have Shkulim Haim. So he says, Shevi Al Tasa Odif. He chooses the lesser of the two evils, namely to act in a passive way. To violate the Avera passively is a lesser of the two evils rather than to violate the other Avera Bikumli Yaseh. So the Gemara, the whole Havamina of the Gemara only was Shara Averis Bifrahesia. That's a different kind of Yehara Goliath. That's because he's supposed to make a Kiddush Hashem. He should make a Chil Hashem. The Gemara thought to make a Kiddush Hashem sometimes requires to go al Kiddush Hashem, to go Bikum Liaseh, to give up your life. The Gemara said, nonetheless, Habai said, nonetheless, Karka Olam is a Svar Lohakal over there also. You don't say you're mechuyev to go al Kiddush Hashem, to go out of your way, to be Moisei Nefesh, to give up your life. The din is you have to act B'Shei V'Altasa. So even over there, if it's Karka Olam, you wouldn't say Yehara Goliath.
Would there be a midas chasidus in all these cases to not, like, let's say, for example, let's take with the baby case, like say, no, I want to be killed, and rather than being used as a whatever rod to fall on the baby, or is that a chasid shelter? How do we do that?
There seems to be a major machlokes between the Rambam and the Bali HaTosfos on that. The Rambam writes very sharply in that Perikei, in Hilchos Yisei HaTorah, where he has all the dinim of Yehara Goliath, and Yoredei, it's Kufn and Zayin, middle of Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam writes, whenever the din is that Pikoch Nefesh is Doiche, so you're not allowed to volunteer to give up your life. You have to, if you do, then you're in violation of suicide. Then it's considered as if you did suicide. But after Pikoch Nefesh is Doiche, you mechayev to do the Avera, you're not allowed to volunteer to give up your life. No Minas Chasidus. And the Bali HaTosfos did it all the time. When the Crusaders came, they used to do Lifnim Yishuv HaSadin. They felt that it's mutter to volunteer Minas Chasidus. So the Kesef Mishneh on the side of the Rambam quotes that the Nemuka Yosef on Sanhedrin, on that Sugya, asks on the Rambam, how can the Rambam say that you're not allowed to volunteer to give up your life, al Kiddush Hashem, but there are Gemaras that contradict the Rambam. Right. So the Mukhi Yosef answers, according to Rambam, you have to say that that's in special instances. If you feel like Yeshkach ve'achachamim, lakadab and ator, bekum ve'aseh lohiroa shor lemig demilsa. Once in a long while, bezden makami onshin shalem and adin, bezden kenenista mises, bezden shalai kedin, they give malka shalai kedin. So once in a while, they're allowed to permit people to commit suicide if you feel you're going to be lemigda lohirosha lemigda milsi, if you feel you're going to accomplish something tremendous. Shanoshim gedolim, unusual situations, you're allowed to do that. But on a routine basis, the Rama holds you're not allowed to. And the Bali HaTosfos held not so. But HaTosfos held that was their tradition, that you're always allowed to.
In the case that the Bali HaTosfos bring, why is that not called Sheva HaTosfos? They're killing you. You did a mitzvah for them to kill you, but they're killing you. Why isn't that called Sheva HaTosfos?
In which case?
In the case where with the baby, then they say that if you jump out, then we'll kill you.
Yeah.
That's Sheva. You're not doing any. They're the ones who are killing you. Are doing the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Why is that called a mitzvah? So why is that a problem if you would jump out and they would shoot you?
So Tosfos says, I'm not mechayev to jump out.
Well, why not? I'm saying, why? Because the Maaseh, you're not.
Why not what? Why is he not mechayev to jump out? Tosfos says that he acts b'shev al tasa. On the one hand, you have pikuach nefesh as a consideration. On the other hand, you have lo siritzach.
But jumping out isn't a Maaseh that's leading, like, that's not the Maaseh of Aveira. The Maaseh is being killed, and they're the ones who are killing him.
I said, therefore, what?
Therefore, why isn't that called also shev al tasa?
Taisa says it is called Sheva Tasa. Taisa, the Rivam says that's his moshel, that it is called Sheva Tasa. He says, I'm not mechuyev to react over there. If the guy picked me up and they say, don't give us a hard time, we're going to drop you on the baby and going to clearly crush the baby to death. So I'm not mechuyev to do anything. Because they're threatening me. If I resist, they're going to murder me. They're going to shoot me. So the Rivam says in such a case that Sheva Tasa olive. Rab Chaim in his Sefer raises an issue against the Rivam, Makshim Ha'olam. Rab Chaim quotes a kasha. If the Nochri takes a gun and he shoots someone to death, so the gun did the Avera. The Nochri used the gun as a weapon. The Nochri did the Ritzicha. So if the Nochri takes me, I'm fat, I'm heavy. Nochri takes me, he drops me on a baby. So he did the Ritzicha. So what do you mean, Shev Al Tasa? You're talking about, on the one hand, you have pikuach nefesh consideration, on the other hand, you have lo siritzach, and then the din is, each is in conflict with the other, and there's no resolution, so Sheva al tasa. What do you mean lo siritzach? The nochri is using me as a weapon. I'm the bullet. I'm like the arrow. I'm not doing anything over here. So what kind of a moshel is that? By Esther with Achashverosh, even though she's passive, but she's participating in the Maaseh Znus, so she is in violation of lo sinav. b'sheva al tas, she's violating lasin. But over here, I'm not even violating lasir tzach b'sheva al tas. I'm just a weapon.
Even less.
Less. So how does he gives a mashal? Just how do you know that he say yaharig val yava by gili arayis? Because there's a hekesh between shivchas damim and gili arayis. Because says ki kashi okem misha arev tzach hanefesh kein adav rezeh. That gili arayis is compared to ritzicha. So just like by Ritzicha, the whole din of Yehar Yav is only based on this svarim, my chazis. And the svarim means it's my pikoch nefesh against his pikoch nefesh. So there's no way to resolve it. So the din is shevi al tase. So too, you should say shevi al tase in the. So too, you should say shevi al tase if harach laniach lizrak alatinoik. You say shevi al tase by the eshes ishes insa karko elam. Harach lizrak alatinoik. That's not shevi al tase orif. He's doing the Ritzicha, I'm not doing anything. So how can he prove, how can the Rivam prove from that by Gili Arayis, Bikarko Elam, also you would say Shev Al Tasa? No. Shev Al Tasa by the Karko Elam, by Gili Arayis, the woman is participating now there. It's Bal Karcha, but there's a Maisa's Nus, there's a Maisa Tashmish over here. The woman is participating in the Yisra of Loisinov. She's participating in Shev Al Tasa, but when they throw me on the Tinek, I'm not doing Ritzicha at all. I'm the bullet, I'm the weapon, I'm the instrument. I'm not doing Ritzicha at all. That's Rab Chaim quotes that kash on the Rivom.
Maybe it's okay if the fight back.
So that's what some say. There certainly is a chiyuv to fight back. The Pasuk says, L'samar adam riecho. Now let us stand by idly if someone's life is going to be taken. So there's a big discussion in Shulchan Aruch whether Yehareg Val Yaver only applies to the actual Avera itself or even to Abizrayu. Even to Abizrayu means what about other Isurim that relate to the Issa? Let's say, for example, the Nochem, the Nazis are chasing after me, they want to kill me, and then there's a boat that can take me to the other side of the river and I'll save my life. The boat happens to be made from Atzei Asherah. It's also Ba'anoah to use it. But it's not Avodah Zarah. I'm not worshipping Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to get Hanoah from Avodah Zarah. So would you say you're not allowed to save your life by going across the river on a boat from Atzei Asherah? So the Gemara says in Psochem Dav Chafei, Bakol Misrapin, Chutz Mei Atzei Asherah. You're allowed to heal yourself by eating non-kosher food and by driving to the hospital on Shabbos. A woman has a baby on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur. You drive to the hospital and so on, but you're not allowed to use Atzei Asherah. What do you mean Atzei Asherah? So some Rishonim say to use a boat of Atzei Asherah to save your life is Asher. It's not Avodah Zarah. It's Abizrayah of Avodah Zarah. It's an Issa that's related to Avodah Zarah. It's also Yehareg Val Yav. Other Rishonim say, no, Atzei Asherah means like this. I go to a non-Jewish doctor, and the non-Jewish doctor says, oh, you have a certain infection, you need a certain antibiotic. The antibiotic grows on this tree because this tree is an Avodah Zarah tree, and it has special powers. That's above a Maisa. The tree has the powers because that vegetable, the fruit that grows on that tree, has this antibiotic, has this refuah, whatever they put. In the days of the Gemara, they had a different understanding of medicine. So they thought that the antibiotics grows on the tree. So I thought money grows on the trees also. Okay. So if he says, if you use this fruit that grows on this tree, then you'll get better because this tree is an Avodah Zarah tree. So whatever comes from the Avodah Zarah is healing. So then if you're going to use that fruit, it'll look as if you're made of Avodah Zarah. But what if the doctor would tell the truth? He'll say, this fruit that grows, this, it says in the books, this is the fruit that's good for your sickness. It happens that this happens to be an Avodah Zarah tree, but he says it's Lamala V'Lamari. The fact that it's Avodah Zarah tree, if you can find another orange tree somewhere else, Gesunta Heit, the only orange tree that's available today is the orange tree that happens to be Shal Avodah Zarah. So that, they're both Abizrayim. Let's say a guy holds a gun to my head and says, bow down to this Tzelem, otherwise I kill you. So I don't believe in the Tzelem. I don't believe in the Tzelem. So strictly speaking, that's not really Avodah Zarah. That's what Tosis and the Rambam both asked that kasha. Why do you say Yehareg Val Yaver by Avodah Zarah? There's Machlokes Abai V'Rovin Sanhedrin. What's the din of Avodah Zarah Meira? He worships Avodah Zarah because he's afraid someone's going to hit his boss is going to fire him. His boss is a Catholic. Well, they're going to fire him unless he goes to church. He goes to church, but he doesn't believe in the whole thing. He goes to church just he's afraid he's going to lose his job. So we paskan like Rava. But Avodah Zarah me Abba Meir is not Chayv Misa. Only Chayv Misa if you worship Avodah Zarah because you really think that this is a deity. So Tosis and the Rama both ask the Kasha, why is there a din of Yahara Gval Yavah by Avodah Zarah? But it's clear that he doesn't believe in it. He's just worshipping Avodah Zarah under threat of death. Since he doesn't believe that this is a deity, so there's no act of Avodah Zarah. So Tosis and the Rama both say, but since he conveys the mistaken impression to the Nachri, as if the Nachri thinks that he got the Jew to worship Avodah Zarah, so that's Avodah Zarah. It's a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. You have to give up your life on a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So that's Mamash Avodah Zarah. A marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So Yehori Gval Yava Avodah Zarah is never really Avodah Zarah. It's really only Avodah Zarah of Avodah Zarah. Still you say Yehori Gval Yava. But how far do you go with the Avodah Zarah? There are different degrees of Avodah Zarah. So if the doctor says you have a sickness and the cure is to eat the orange from this tree because this tree is the deity and the deity is Merape. So then if you're going to eat, and it's baloney, we all know it's baloney, the oranges are Merape, not the deity. But if the Goyisha doctor presents it in such a way, it's going to have a medical effect on you. You'll feel better because this is from the deity, from the Avodah Zarah itself. So then if you'll eat the orange, it'll be as if you're maskim to the Avodah Zarah. So that'll be a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. So there, all the Rishonim would agree that it's Yehori Gval Yava. That's chutz me'atzah asherah. But what if it happens to be mikre? He says, oranges are good for you. It happens the only orange tree happens to be an asherah tree. It's Avodah Zarah, it's also banor. But by your eating the orange, it doesn't apply to anybody that you believe in anything. It just happens to be that it's also banor. Or the only boat to save your life, to go across the river, to run away from the Ritzeach, is a boat that happens to be also banor, made from atzah asherah. So that's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. That's a stira in Shulchan Aruch between Kuf Nun Hei and Kuf Nun Zayin. The Minchas Chinuch points out the stira, whether you're pasking Yehori Gval Yava by Abiz Raiz or not. Not all the Abiz Raiz are in the same category. Like, but Yehori Gval Yava by Avodah Zarah is always Abiz Raiz, because I don't believe in it. It's just a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. But to cross the in an Asherah, to go across the river in an Asherah boat, that's less of an Abiz Raiz. That's not even a marisayin of Avodah Zarah. That's Avodah Zarah. It's also Bahano. Let's say, Yehori Gval Yava by Gili Arayis. So if the only way to save my life is to dance with the Eish HaSish, to hug the Eish HaSish and to dance with her. So that's a closer Abiz Raiz than Yichud. Let's say the way to save my life is to violate the Issa Yichud. So that's much less of an Abiz Raiz. So the different degrees of Abiz Raiz. So that's what you're saying, the pshat like this. If they tell me, we're going to drop you on top of the tinuk, and you're so fat, the tinuk is going to get crushed to death, and if you resist, we're going to shoot you, we're going to kill you. So am I allowed? Am I allowed to sit there, to let them throw me on the tinuk, to kill the tinuk? Of course you're not allowed to. There's a din or lesamar adam reyachot. They're taking me and throwing me on the tinuk. You're not allowed to do that. But it's not actual shvichas damim. It's not actual murder. It's an abizrayu of murder. They're using me as the weapon. With my heavy weight, they're going to kill the baby. So that's an abiz rayu of shvichas damim. So if, and that's a, it's a closer abiz rayu of shvichas damim than yichud is to gili arayis. It's closer than using atzi asherah boat to go across the river. Atzi asherah boat. Here's mamash. They're using me to kill a tinoik. This is closer. So it could be that this abiz rayu, everybody would agree. The Abiz Raya of Avodah Zarah, everybody agrees that they say Yehori Gval Yava. The Marisayin of Avodah Zarah, every Yehori Gval Yava by Avodah Zarah is only Abiz Raya. It's not really Avodah Zarah because he doesn't believe in it, he doesn't deify it, he doesn't believe that it has powers of a deity. So that's what Tosis writes in Sanhedrin, and the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos writes like that. That whenever you say Yehori Gval Yava by Avodah Zarah, it's only really Abiz Raya, it's not the real Avodah Zarah. So there's some Abiz Rayus that L'chol HaDeis he say Yehori Gval Yava. So it could be that that's what Tosis meant to say. Abchaim's kasha is certainly correct. Makshim ho'aylam. They're going to drop me on the tinak. They're doing the ritzicha. I'm not doing the ritzicha, but I'm doing an abiz rayu of ritzicha that I'm violating l'saman adam reyecha. But if I'm going to resist, then they're going to kill me. So that's what the Rivom says. That shev al tasa orif. Maybe that's a pshat in the Rivom. Old shev al tasa orif. Shaila is, do we? Yeah.
I have a zayu for Avodah Zarah.
Is it, besides Mar Zion, is it also could be Chashash that it might lead him to believe in it? Like, let's say by the boat, right, there's no Mar Zion, and maybe he'll think that, oh, because of this boat that was on Ashira, right, from Atzei Hashem, maybe he'll believe in the Bozer, or by the fruit also. Is it possible that it could also be
that that's the Am Yisrael, that he may be so appreciative to this Asherah tree that he saved his life by eating this orange that he'll start to worship it. Could be also that that's the Pshat on Am Yisrael. That's possible. Yeah, that's possible. There is a, the Rambam quotes a Mishnah. See, there are a lot of famous Rambams that are difficult, and the Ravid is Masig. The Rambam's against the Gemara. A lot of famous Shredder Rambams. Rambam Paskin's against the Mishnah, against the Gemara. Once in a while, the Rambam is innocent. He just quotes what it says in the Gemara. So there's such a Rambam. The Rambam quotes a din. The Nochrim, Tzorei Malhoir, they surround the city, and they want to kill, and they have the ability to go kill everybody. They're going to drop bombs, kill everybody there. They surrounded the whole Warsaw Ghetto. They were going to kill all the Jews. So and they say, we want to kill the rabbi. Give us the rabbi, and we'll kill him. And if not, we're going to kill everybody in the city. So the Rambam quotes a Mishnah in Trumas. So the Rambam quotes a Mishnah in a Tosefta like that, that you're not allowed to give over anybody, and let everyone should be killed. So the Rambam just quoting a Mishnah. He's innocent. So the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Mari Kurkus has the Kasha, that it doesn't make any sense. Kasha is on the Mishnah. It's not the Rambam's fault. He has the Kasha on the Mishnah. He has the Kasha. What's the whole reason why you say Yehoreg v'ayavar by Shvichas Domim? Because of a Svare. My chaz is the Dom of the Doch Zomik Tvei. So Rashi explained, the Torah says, Pikoch Nefesh is Dechu Kala Torah Kulu, because Nefesh Achas Mishrael is so Chaviv, is more important than Shabbos and Kashvis and everything. The nefesh achas is more important than everything, but it's my nefesh and his nefesh. Whose nefesh is more important? On the one hand, pikoch nefesh should be doich, I should kill him. On the other hand, what do you mean kill him? So he's going to be dead. So maybe his nefesh is more important. The my chazis, how do you know whether my nefesh is more important than his nefesh? So you have to act b'shev al tasa. So you're not allowed to do anything. So the Gemara says yehorig bal yaba b'shvichas damim is common sense svarihi. So the Mari Kurkis says, but here it's not mistaber at all. The goyim have the ability, they're going to kill everybody in the city. If we don't give them the rabbi, they want Dafka to kill the rabbi. If we don't give them the rabbi, they're going to kill everybody in the city. They're going to drop bombs, everyone's going to get killed. No one has a way to save themselves. So why does the Rambam, he attacks the Rambam as if the Rambam made up the din? The Rambam is just quoting from the Mishnais. How can the Rambam say a din? That if they threaten, give us Ploinev and Lav Nargis Kulchem, but give us one Jew, and if not, we're going to kill everybody in the city. So the Svara no sentence that they should give it to one person to save, they should draw lots, so they decide among themselves whom they should give over, and they'll save the lives of all the other people. That's the Mari Kurkis' Kasha on the Rambam, Kasha on the Mishnah. So the Kesem Mishnah gives an answer, and it's a little bit unclear. So, Rabbi Kivegi used to correspond with the Nesivis. They lived in two different countries. And he used to correspond with the Beis Meir. Beis Meir, I think, was a cousin of Rabbi Kivegi. And he also used to correspond with the Chemda Shlom. The Chemda Shlom was the Rav in Warsaw. Rabbi Kivegi lived in Germany. Warsaw was in Poland. So the Chemda Shlom has a tshuva in Chelek Eben Ezra, I think, where he explains the Kesem Mishnah. What's the Kesem Mishnah talking about? So he says like this, the din of Yehoreg Val Yavar by Shvichas Domim starts off as a Svara. My Chos is the Dama Dach Sumik Tvei, Dama 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 Gavi Sumik Tvei. And it's such a strong Svara, the Mishlam Melech writes in his Drush Sefer from Parashas Drachim, that even though by Bnei Noach there's no din of Kiddush Hashem, no din of Yehoreg Val Yavar, but by Yehoreg Val Yavar, by Shvichas Domim, it's a Svara Pshut, a My Chos is, by the Nochem also there's a din of My Chos is. He's not allowed to violate Lo Sirtzach to save his life. That's a svar pshut, and the Mishlam Melech writes in the Parashas Drachim. So it starts off as a svar, but then you have a hekish, and you say that the din of Yehoreg Val Yavar carries over to Gilui Arayos, because the pasuk says, "By anayra hamarosa shezinsa basade," you only give misa to the boyer, you don't give her misa, because we assume that's what the pasuk says. We assume tzaka anayra hamarosa ve'moshielo. ki basa de mitzah, ki kashi yakam mish areh tzah hanavish kein adav azeh, tzah kanar maras vei mashiyalo. So it was Oynes Rachman Patrick. That's what the Pasuk says. So the Svara of Maichwa says doesn't apply. But nonetheless, he said, there's a Hekesh over here. So the Hekesh tells me that just like there's a din of Yehorek Val Yavar by Shvichas Damim, so too there's a din of Yehorek Val Yavar by Gili Arayis. Once you say it's a din by Gili Arayis, that's not because of the Svara. That's Xeris HaKosuv, that you say Yehorek Val Yavar. So once you say like that by Gili Arayis, then you say the Hekesh goes back from Gili Arayis to Shvichas Damim. So now I say by Shvichas Damim, you say Yehorek Val Yavar, even when the Svara doesn't apply. Because by Gili Arayis, the Svara doesn't apply. And you say that there's a Hekesh. So you say that it's Kach Nemar Halacha, that there's no din, there's no heter, pikuach nefesh, to violate Gili Arayis. And Mele, once you say like that from Shvichas Damim to Gili Arayis, so you learn back from Gili Arayis to Shvichas Damim. Those are the words of the Kesem Mishnah. That's what the Kesem Mishnah says, but it's a little unclear. So the Chem D'Shlomik just spells it out. He explains what the Kesem Mishnah said to answer the Kasha of the Mari Kurkas.
Just a quick question. If you have Gila Arayis, aren't you, let's say the woman's Ashish, or she's like your sister or something, don't you mess her up for Kahuna? So why can we say that, why can we say the Svar also? Like, even though it's not blood versus blood, but it's like, if you do the Maisa, so you're messing her over in the sense that she may become Asr Labala if her husband's appointed.
She will become Asr Labala, yeah? She will become Asr Labala. What do you mean? If her husband is a kohen, husband is Israel, also should become Asr Labala.
If the guy were forcing you, so then wouldn't she be still mother to her husband if it's a rape?
I mean, if she doesn't want to go along with it.
But she doesn't really want it, but they're forcing you to do it to her.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, why don't we say that that's also a svara by Gili Arayis, in the sense that if she was married to a kohen, someone's losing by you doing it.
For sure she's losing, yeah, right. For sure she's losing.
So why don't we say that it's also a svara? Why do you have to say it's only a hagdish? You can also say it's a svara, maybe, no?
Well, you can't say, my chas is the dumb and the can't say it's
no,
a svara.
Like, why
I'm going to lose my knife and she's going to lose her marriage.
Uh-huh, so you
she'll get her another shidduch. We'll get her another shidduch. It's not shavah b'shavah. So this Mishnah that the Rambam quotes about Tnulo Rachas Mekem, Pim Lav Narages Kulchem, and the Mishnah says they're not allowed to give over. Ayimosan Nevesh Achas Meisrael. You're not allowed to. They're not doing Ritzicha. When they give over one person, they're not doing Ritzicha. The Nazis are going to kill the person. They're doing Gram Ritzicha. The Nazis want to kill one person. So they're going to be Moiser, one person to the Oyev, to the Nazis, and they're going to kill that person. So when the Jews give over, it's Gram Ritzicha, and you still say, Yehorek Val Yavar over there. So you see, that's Abizrayu. Gram Ritzicha is like Abizrayu. It's not actual Ritzicha. And you say, Yehorek Val Yavar by that. So that's the Shaila with the Rivam. The Rivam says that just like by Shvichas Damim, everything goes with the Svara. So the Svara indicates that you should act Shevi Al Tasa Odiv, or Dinami by Gilei Arayis and say Shevi Al Tasa Odiv. Everything goes with the Svara. Everything goes with the Svara. You see, from the Mishnah, you don't go with the Svara. That was the Mari Kurkis's Kasha against the Mishnah, when the Goyim surround the city and they insist that we should give them the rabbi, we want to kill the rabbi, and if not, we're going to kill everybody. So if you just go with common sense, you say, give the rabbi over, Ben Kovakov, the rabbi is going to get killed. Give the rabbi over and the other people will survive. So the Mishnah says, you don't say it like that. You're not allowed to give over a person. So you see what that's what the Kes Mishnah answer now. You see that it's a Gzeres HaKosuv. It's not just a Svarab Shuta Sheva Al Tasaoris. So that's the teretz that the Kesem Mishnah gave on the Kasha of the Mari Kurkas is exactly contradicting the whole thesis of the Rivam. And what the Rambam said, what the Kesem Mishnah is coming to defend, the Rambam didn't invent it. The Rambam is quoting the Mishnah with the Tosefta. That's the problem with this Rivam.
It's really the same Svara. Because you never know what's going to happen. What do you mean everybody's getting killed? Each individual, you say, him. So it's always, my son put them up to them.
You can never tell. I mean, you can't rely on what the Nochem said. They may kill everybody in the end anyway.
It's always individuals. It's like you look at the Holocaust, 6 million people. That doesn't make it any different that each one suffers for himself.
Yeah.
So.
Could be. But that's not what the Kesef Mishnah answers. Kesef Mishnah answers that once you say that there's a hekesh between Shvichas Damim and Gilui Arayis, then what you're saying is that it's no longer a svara. It's a gzeiros hakosev that you're hearing while yavar, even in a case where the svara doesn't apply. And it's not simply the svara, my chos is there for Shev al tasa orif. So that's exactly, that whole hesba that the Kesef Mishnah gave is exactly in contradiction to this Rivom. I don't know what the Rivom is going to do with that Mishnah. The Rivom says the whole din of Yehorg Valyavar by Gilui Arayis is established based on the Hekesh with Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim is purely based on a Svara. What is this Svara? My Chazis, so you don't know. Is my Pekoch Nevesh Deicha Ritzicha, or is it Pekoch Nevesh Deicha my life? So if you don't know what to do, it's Shkulim. So whenever you have two considerations that are Shkulim, you have to say you have to act b'shei b'altasi. You're faced with a dilemma, you don't know what to do. So you say shei b'altasi. So the Rivom says, the whole Yehoreg v'yavar by Gilui Arayis is also, not b'koch nevesh doesn't apply. No, because on the one hand there's b'koch nevesh, on the other hand there's loisinov. Whereas in all the other 365 labim in the Torah, I say b'koch nevesh is doiche. Here I say b'koch nevesh not doiche, but the mitzvah is not doiche, the b'koch nevesh either. They're both here. And there's a hakosha, there's a steer between the two considerations, and it's a dilemma. Whenever you have a dilemma, so you act the shevi al tas. So he says, Memele, by the Gilui Arayis, if you have a case of a karka oilam, we would be mekel on that. So that the Gemara knew from the very outset, that if you have, they didn't ask a kasha, but Esther Gilui Arayis Havoy, Esther, the Eshesish, is shevi al tasa. Achashverosh is going to be mezana with her. She'll be passive. She'll be passive through the whole thing. She won't do anything because Kumran says she'll be passive. Usually there's a cloud that you only chai b'chatos. Kol she's done a kor, she got a chatos. If a person does an aver b'shog, which if he would have done it, amazing, would have been chai b'koris, he violates the b'shog, it's chai b'chatos. So that's only nichus ha'anafash ha'os, it's only if you do a maise. If you violate an aver b'shevi al tase, then you're not chai b'chatos. You only do a lav she'esh b'maise, it's chai b'chatos. Lav she'esh b'maise, it's not chayv chatos. So the Gemara asked, how is a woman ever chayv chatos? A woman who participates in eshes eshezinsa, bo'al achosa, bo'al ima, bo'al bito, the woman is always a karkoil, the woman is always shevi al tasa. So Gemara in Baba Kama asked that. Gemara says, no. Bosva says, v'nichusu hanefoshos, ho'osos, and the plural goes on the boil and the nirvelas, even though the woman is shevi al tasa, akosa masoa, the pasuk considers it as if a maisa aver was dam the kumvi, I say. It is considered a maisaver. It's considered a maisaver benegeh to the koris, benegeh to the chatos. So the Rivom says, but it's not considered a maisaver benegeh to Yehorg Val Yavar. It's not considered a maisa. It's considered b'shevi al tasa. Sof kol sof, the woman is shevi al tasa. So whenever you have, so the Rivom's opinion is that pikuach nefesh is not doiche avodazor gerashir chazdomim, not that pikuach nefesh doesn't apply at all. Pikuach nefesh is suspended. No, pikuach nefesh doesn't overpower the Iser Gilui Arayis. So you have, on the one hand, you have the consideration of Pekach Nefesh, on the other hand, you have the consideration of the Iser. So you have like Shnek Suvim Amakishim Zezeh, so what are you supposed to do? So we say, Shevi Al Tasa Orif, whenever you're faced with a dilemma, so you choose Shevi Al Tasa. So he says, that the Gemara knew all along, that you say Shevi Al Tasa, that Karko Olam is a Tzad Lahokel by Gilui Arayis. That's why they never asked the Kasha, but asked the Gilui Arayis Havoy, because the answer would have been Karko Elam. She's b'shevi al tasa. The pasuk hanichrusa hanefashas oisos. The Gemara Baba Kama says that the pasuk considers it a maisa on the part of the woman. That's when you get the chiyuv koris, when you get the chiyuv chatos. Chatos is only if you do a maisa, so that's called a maisa. But when you get to Herog Bal Yavar, it's not considered a maisa. But the Gemara's havamina was that on a shara averis befrahesia, that's chilul Hashem. So chilul Hashem, you're not allowed to let chilul Hashem occur. You have to go al kiddush Hashem. You have to go b'kum v'yaseh to give up your life al kiddush Hashem. So Gemara answered, you don't have to. Shev al tasa arif over there too. And the Rabbeinu Tam disagreed with the Rivom. Rabbeinu Tam holds not true. If if the case of Esther would have been Aboil Yisrael, you wouldn't have said Karka Olam to be Mata the Iser of Lysinov. The Boil was an Achri, so there is no Lysinov. Bia Sakman Lav Shma Bia. But if it would have been a Yisrael who wanted to be Manasar, you wouldn't say Karka Olam. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with the whole premise of the Reivam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that by the Gimel Aveir Sachamuras, Pikoch Nefesh doesn't apply, period. There's no Kula Pikoch Nefesh. So it's not that you have two considerations that contradict each other, and you're faced with a dilemma, and you have to figure out how to act. So you say, Shei Be'al Tassor. No, there's no dilemma. There's no Het to Pikoch Nefesh at all. The Reivam holds not so. The Reivam holds you have on the one hand Pikoch Nefesh, on the other hand you have the Lav. And there's a conflict, and there's no way to resolve it. So when you have a dilemma, so you have to be Bercha B'mir Tara. So under the circumstances, you say Shei Be'al Tassor. And the Rabbeinu Tam holds not true. There is no such halacha. Pikoch Nefesh is not applicable at all to the Gimel Aveir Sachmeres. That's what Rabbi Chanan explains. It's the fundamental machlekes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rivom over here.
When we say Ones Rachmanapache, is it that she was Chayav but the Torah Pontus her, or that it's like she didn't do the Aveir at all?
The Gemara says consider as if she didn't do the Aveir, yeah.
So I hear when we say when it comes up against Bikoch Nefesh and she's required to do Sheva Al Tase, why don't we say also that it's like she didn't do the Aveir at all? Why are we saying that? It's like she did it, but she's not going to be Chayav L'Chatas, or not Chayav Karis. Why don't you say it's also the same as Onus?
It is Onus, yeah.
So it's like she had no Aveir whatsoever?
By Pikoch Nefesh, by Gili Arayis. She does have the Aveira, because you're not supposed to give up a life. The Rambam says, whenever you're supposed to give up your life for Vedizara, for Gili Arayis, and you chose not to, so you're not punished because of Kosof Einus Rachman Apache. The Rambam says that it is Einus. And other Rishonim disagreed. They said, no, since the Halacha says the Kesem Mishnah quotes the Mari Korkis, disagrees. The Rana Sanhedrin and the Afayin Dalek quotes Rishonim who disagree with this Rama. Since you were supposed to give up your life, that was the Psak Halacha, Yehorek Valyavar, so you can't employ the Kula of Onus Rachman Apache. He wasn't supposed to rely on the Onus. He was supposed to give up his life.
But we're saying here that since it's Sheva Tasa, she really isn't supposed to give up her life. She's supposed to not.
The Rivam holds, right, that she doesn't have to give up her life, right?
So would the Rivam hold that HaNefashos HaOsos doesn't apply to her at all?
Like Nefashos HaOsos has only been a get to, and in a different case, but no one's life is in danger, been a get to Chatos. You're only Chayiv Chatos if you do Kum Yaseh. And the woman, whenever Gilei Arayis, a woman is usually Shei Be'al Tase. She just sits there passively, and the Zohar does the Aveir with her. So nonetheless, the Pasuk HaKosuv Karasiyah. And if Foshosa Osos, even the woman is considered as if she did a Yesh Bal Mais. But Mergeti Harkba Yahweh says, not considered a Mais. That's only been a get to the Chorus with the Chatos.
So Rebbe explained a second ago that the Rivam holds that in terms of Yahweh Bal Yahweh, it's not considered a Mais, but in terms of Chorus, it is considered a Mais.
Right.
Shouldn't we say that the Rivam holds it's not considered like she did any Mais at all when it's not, when it was an Onus, when it was in competition with Pikuach Nefesh. It's like she didn't do anything.
Yeah, he also had the gummer. He also did say Shev Al Tasa Ariv.
So
let her violate the Aveir of the Shev Al Tasa and not give up her life. Exactly.
She didn't violate an Aveir. We look at it, she didn't violate anything.
That is correct. That's what he says. That's what the Rivam holds. That you're not mechuyev at all to give up your life. That's correct. Yeah.
Is every case of Karka Olam, every case of Ishizma,
right, Tosis says if she's the one who coaxes him, like Vayoyel Eshes Chevra Kain, he didn't come to threaten to kill her. She was the one who coaxed him to be Mizana with her. So you can't say that Yoyel Eshes Chevra Kaini was a Karka Olam. Yeah. That's what Tosis discussed in the end. Tosis said you can't say Karka Olam by Yoyel. So what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara says Warren Saito, what daf? Nazir. And Nazir, daf Chav Gimel. The Gemara quotes from Shira's Dvorah. Tevarach minoshim yoyel, esh es chever akeni, minoshim ba'oyel tevarach. Who's noshim ba'oyel? The Gemara says it goes on the Imohas. That yoyel deserved more credit than Sarah Rivke, Rachel Valeah, than all of the Imohas. Why? Because she She, Yoel Eshes Chevra Keni, was an Eshes. She was married to Keni, Chevra Keni. She was married. And she coaxed Sisera to be Mazana with her in order to knock him out, in order to behead him, in order to save the Jewish people. So why was she allowed to do that? What kind of business? She violated Gili Arayis. She was an Eshes. She violated Gili Arayis in order to save the lives of the Jews. But Koch Nefesh is not Dech Gili Arayis. So the answer is no. That's Avera Lishma. That's a special heter to save all of Klal Yisrael, because Sisera was Sas Tzvo Melech. Who? Sas Tzvo Melech Midyon. I forgot already. He was the general of an army, and even if they were losing this battle, he's going to go back and he's going to put together another army. He's going to give tzaras to the Jewish people. So for Hatzolas Klal Yisrael, we say that that's Avera Lishma, to save the life of an individual person. Then you say you're not allowed to violate Gili Arayis to save the life of a person. To save the life of a group of people, you're not allowed to. That's what the Pischei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin has a Shaila. There was once a group of Jews, 15, 20 Jews were traveling in the desert, and a bunch of bandits, gangsters, murderers, attacked their group, and they were going to kill them. And then one of the women, who was an Eishes Ish, who was Jewish, started to make love with one of the gangsters, and she was mezana with him, and she calmed him down, and she saved everybody's life. So the shaila was whether she did right or not. She violated Lysinov. She did it l'shem shemaim. She did it in order to save the life of all of the people in the group. So the Pischei Tshuva says that that was shaloi kedin, that this heter that Yoel Eishes Chevra Akena did avera lishma, and Esther Hamalka said, "Kasher avadati avadati." Until then, he was always mizana with her b'oynis, and now she's going to go b'ratz, and she's going to make love with Achashverosh. So she says, "Now I'm going to become asura on my husband Mordechai." So she's going to become asura. So why is she allowed to do it? Because nefesh is not derech gili arayis. So that's the answer. The Gemara says there in Nozid Av Chav Gimel, Aver l'shma is a new heter. What's called Aver l'shma? Patzolas Klal Yisrael. Esther was going to save Klal Yisrael. And Yoel Eshes Chevra Keni was going to behead Sisera, was going to save Klal Yisrael. To save a group of 15, 20 people, that's only called Pikuach Nefesh. That's not called Hatzolas Klal Yisrael. That's not called Avera Lishma.
There's a Mishnah in Makos that says that if you're in the Ir Miklat, even if you're Yoav and the whole Klal Yisrael needs you, you can't leave.
Right.
Why is that so? If you're Yoav and you're the general and you're going to be able to save Klal Yisrael.
It's talking there about the generals who are also bright.
But it says even if the Holy Spirit needs you, that's what I'm saying, that's the lesson of the mission. It says even if...
Why shouldn't Hatzolas Klal Yisrael be doiche the mitzvah of staying in Ari Miklat?
Right.
It's a mitzvah to stay in Ari Miklat. It's not supposed to leave. So shouldn't Hatzolas Klal Yisrael...
And also, it's all just, what will happen if you leave? So then the Gol Adam maybe will be able to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
So
we should arrest the Goel Adam and tell a guy to leave the Ari Mikla. Okay, it's a good kasha, good kasha. The Meshech Chachma talks about that kasha. It gives a strange answer. Okay, that's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. So Nachum, also, what is Taisa saying? That's a different din. Avera Lishma. What's the mocha? What do you mean? You're allowed to do an Avera Lishma? You're allowed to do an Avera Lishma? That's what the Hasidim said. The Hasidim... On Shabbos morning, the Chassidim would go to mikveh, and then would be Mavis Sedra, then they learn Gemara with the children, then they still do it today in Satmar. They don't start to daven Shachris until 11 o'clock in the morning. They miss the Zman Kriyashma, miss the Zman Tefillah, miss all the Zman. Because they're busy going to mikveh and Mavis Sedra, and learning with their children, Gemara with Tosfos. So they say, Aver Lishma, Gedolah Aver Lishma. Rav Chaim Volozhin makes fun of that. Aver Lishma, they're so busy making achonis to daven mincha, so they don't daven mincha till after the shkia. So he makes fun, he says, if you miss mincha, if you miss the shkia, that's like lighting Neris Chanukah on Sukkot and sitting in Sukkah on Chanukah. If you're off by 2 minutes, it's off by, like being off by a few months. If you missed the train, you missed it. If you didn't do it in the right zman, you're not yotzei anything. So he says, but there is a concept of Aver Lishma. That's what the Hasidim based it on, Aver Lishma. So Rav Chaim Volozhin writes, Aver Lishma was only Koyde Matan Torah. That Yankov married Shtei Achoyes. Koyde Matan Torah, the dinim weren't given yet. So the Ovis volunteered on their own to observe Kol HaTorah Kula. So if he saw that by marrying Shtei Achoyes, he'll accomplish, he'll have Yud Beis Shvatim, so he'll do Aver Lishma. So Aver Lishma is only Mutu Koyde Matan Torah. But Nitan Torah bin Ischad Shaloche, after Maimon Hasina, saying there's no such thing as Aver Lishma. So the Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin a Boshe Tiktina. He wrote Svarim on Gemara called Bichas Hashem. He wrote on Nazir, and he wrote on Brachas, Bichas Hashem on Brachas and on Nazir. They have the Bichas Hashem on Nazir printed, some of it is printed in the back of the Gemara, the Vilna Shas, but the Haggos are printed in the back. But then he has Biurim on the Sugis, that's a separate Sefer. So this Rav Moshe Tiktina wrote like you have the Maaser Rav, writes all the Hanhogas of the Vilna Goyen. So this Rav Moshe wrote Keser Rosh. His name was Asher, like the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher. So he wrote Keser Rosh at the Hanhogas of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So in the Keser Rosh, he quotes the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the Rebbe said that after Matan Torah, there's no longer a din of Aver Lishma. So he says that's not exactly accurate. He said Rav Chaim Volozhiner was exaggerating, because in the Nefesh HaChaim, he has this whole attack against the Hasidim. He says it's after Matan Torah, also the Gemara has Aver Lishma. But he says it can apply it as loosely, as freely as Koyde Matan Torah. Koyde Matan Torah, whoever the Yov is going to volunteer to observe the rest of the mitzvahs is only Eina Mitzvah V'Yoseh. So if you feel you're going to accomplish something tremendous by not observing, so don't volunteer the mitzvah. But after Matan Torah, you have to go with rules and regulations. But after Matan Torah, there is still a din of Aver Lishmo. Yoel Eishes Chavar HaKenim is after Matan Torah. And Esther was also after Matan Torah. So there is a din. What's Aver Lishmo for Hatzolas Klal Yisrael? For Hatzolas Klal Yisrael, you're allowed to even violate Gili Arayis. Hatzolas Klal Yisrael means tackle all of Klal Yisrael, not just a group of 25 people traveling in the desert. And what is the mocker for that? Is there a mocker in Chumash? Gedola Aver Lishmo. What's the mocker? Yeshkach b'archachamim lakadab menatar b'kum b'yaseh lohayro ashor l'migda milsa. What's the mocker for that? That's Aver Lishmo. What's the mocker for that? So the Rambam gives a moshol amadab adayma. The Rambam gives a moshol. He says, the Rambam is a doctor. So he says, sometimes a patient has gangrene in a limb, and if you don't amputate the limb, it's going to spread. The whole body, he's going to die. So you cut off one aver in order to save the person's life. So he says sometimes you violate one avera in order to save all of Klal Yisrael, in order to save the rest of the Torah. So that's the Rambam says, that's the idea behind it. Gedola avera l'shmo. The Gemara originally thought, Gedola avera l'shmo, yoseh mi mitzvah shelo l'shmo. That Yoel Eishes Chevra Kena deserves more credit than Sara Rivka Rachav Aleiah, because they were doing mitzvahs, but they were having pleasure by being with their husbands. So they did a mitzvah shelo lishma. They had personal hanor from it. And Yoel Eishes Chevra Kena did an avera lishma. She did the avera of Gili Arayis, and she didn't gain any pleasure at all. And I said, what do you mean? Because Masanya may avera. She did gain pleasure. She had tashmish with the Sisra. The Gemara says, "Kol tavasim shel rishayim rahi etzel tzadikim," and she didn't get any pleasure. So by her, it was purely an aver lishma. There is a concept of aver lishma. So find the Rambam gives a mashal. It's like amputating the limb that has gangrene. If you're not going to amputate it, then the whole organism is going to die. But what's the mocker in the chumash? Sof kol sof, what is the mocker in the chumash? So the Rambam gives you a mocker. The Rambam says, "Tzivu chachomim chalol olav shabasachas kedei sheishma shabasas harbei." The Rambam quotes that. That's the Gemara. In the end of Yuma, the Gemara has a whole sugya. The whole sugya Pikuach Nefesh appears in the end of Yuma. Because everyone's supposed to fast on Yom Kippur. And every so often there's going to be a person who's not allowed to fast. All the people. There's a Sofik Sakana. A Chayla Sofik Sakana. So the Gemara says, how do you know there's a din that Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Kola Tarkula? So one opinion of the Gemara says, it's based on the pasuk Rishomer B'nei Yisrael Asa Shabbos. And the mashmoz of the pasuk is, see to it that as many people as possible should observe Shabbos. Chalel olam Shabbos achas kedei sheishma Shabbos asarbe. Implied by the pasuk is that if the person is sick today on Shabbos, we'll have to be machal Shabbos to take him to the hospital, because we can foresee in the future we will treat him, we will heal him, and he'll observe. In the end result, there'll be more shmir Shabbos. If you're going to be a stickler, you're going to be insistent, not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to take him to the hospital, he's going to die, that'll be the end of his career as a Shem Shabbos. If we'll drive him to the hospital, be Mechal Shabbos today, Chalel Olam Shabbos Achzik, Kadei Sheishma Shabbos Asharbi. So the end result will be that there'll be more Shmir Shabbos because of this Bikoch Nefesh. So the Gemara understood this from the Mashmos of the Pasuk, V'shomer B'nei Yisrael, Es HaShabbos, see to it that in the end result there should be maximum Shmir Shabbos. So the Gemara says that's the whole makkah for pikuach nefesh decha Shabbos. That's only if it's a vadai. That's only if it's a vadai. What if it's a sofek? You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos mi sofek. And what if he only has chayishor? He's not going to live many, many more Shabbosim. It's just a question. He was in an accident. He's going to die today. If we don't take him to the hospital, he's going to die today. If you take him to the hospital, he'll survive another couple of days, then he'll die before next Shabbos. He's not going to live to see next Shabbos. So how do you know that you apply pikuach nefesh even in a case where everything is iffy, everything is a suffix? If he says, based on the pasuk, Shomer b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos, Amar Chachamim, Shal, Chalalol, Shabbos Aske, Deshish, B'n Shabbos, Asarbe. So then the Gemara says it's only if it's a vadai, if it's a sechel dika investment. If it's very iffy, very questionable, you shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. The Gemara says it must be that we have other psukim. And the final conclusion is the best pasuk is v'chai b'hem lo shamas b'hem. And that means even a makam sofik, even a svek svek also. A sofik and a svek svek at b'kroch nefesh is decha kol ha-tarkula. So the question is, once the Gemara comes to the conclusion that you need the pasuk v'chai b'hem, so what do you gain? Do you gain anything by quoting this pasuk? Shomer b'nei Yisrael ha-Shabbos chal lo lav Shabbos achas. Kadesh mishma Shabbos esarbe. So the Rambam quotes it l'maskana. The Rambam quotes v'chai b'hem is the makar, but the Rambam also quotes Tziva Chachamim, Chal Lo Lav Shachas Achas, Kedei Sheishma Shabbos Es Harbe. So that's what the Netziv points out. From the Rambam, it would have the Netziv in his beer on the Shiltas. From the Rambam, it would appear that Pasuk, Shomer B'nei Yisrael HaShabbos, is the mocker for the principle of Chatei Yishvil Shavera Lishmo. That sometimes the Halacha says, it's not Pikoch Nefesh Deiche, it's not Eseh Decha Lo Eseh, it's a new klal. You have to make a calculation, and sometimes we would recommend that the person should do the Avera, the Shem Shamayim, in order to save all of Klal Yisrael. And in such a case, if Esther is Mezana, she says Kasher Avarati Avarati, then she's going to become Asura Al Bailo. She's allowed to do it, she's permitted to do it, she's obligated to do it, she's obligated to violate Lesinov in order to save all of Klal Yisrael. That's an example of Avera Lishmo. But at the same time, she'll become Asur al Baila. That's what she says, Kasher Avarati Avarati. Until then, Achashverosh called her, and then she was always Karkoilam. So she was passive. She didn't become Asur al Baila. It's like an Eshes Ish and Ensa. But if she's initiating the whole thing, she's going to go El Beis HaMelech, and she's going to invite him to sleep with her and to soften him up, to butter him up. Then she's going to become Asur al Baila.
And it should be. When individuals, we learn it out from the pasuk, where does it come, the idea to save Klal Yisrael? In other words,
it has to pay. It has to be a very good investment. So let's say if I'm going to invest, I'll buy for $5, I'll buy, what do they sell? A lottery ticket. I buy a lottery ticket for $5, I may win $100,000, so it's worth it. I'll buy a lottery ticket for $10. Well, I'll buy a lottery ticket for $1,000 because I may win $100,000. I wouldn't. Maybe someone else would. I wouldn't. It depends how wealthy you are. So it depends what's the risk over here? What likelihood is, what is the likelihood, what are the chances that you're going to win? And how serious is the Avera? So if it's, you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, to gain what? In Shulchan Aruch, they give the example, if the Tshuvas HaRashba, they told the father that the Goyim abducted his daughter, and they're going to take her to a monastery, and then it converted to Christianity, she's going to be brought up as a Christian. Unless he hustles today on Shabbos, to take money out from the bank, and to go be Mechal Shabbos, and to bribe all of the Christians, so then he'll gain his daughter. His daughter's released. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba. Chalololov Shabbos Achs Kedei Sheishma Shabbos Ar. Go be Mechal Shabbos today, because if you'll free your daughter from the Christians, you'll raise your daughter as a religious woman, and she'll observe many Shabbosim. So that's a good, risky thing. For the woman to violate, Loisinov, you need Hatzolos Klal Yisrael. Each case, it depends how serious is the Avera. Says, because Lesinov is the Gimel Avera Sachamur, is that you say Harik Bal Yavar. Shabbos, we say Pikuach Nefesh is Doichas. It is not Pikuach Nefesh. It is to save the girl for Yiddishkeit. So they say to save the girl, she should lead a Jewish life, not to be converted by the Christians. So you're allowed and obligated to do Chilul Shabbos, Chatei Bishvil Shetiske.
For 20 people is not as much.
For 20 people is not enough to do Losinov. To do Chilul Shabbos, to save.
You have to be able to do Mishnah.
Each case, yeah. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, Havi Mechashiv Hefsid Mitzvah Keneged Schara, Schara Avera Keneged Edom. It's a normal pshat that the Bar Tanura says, all the Mepharshim say, they say like this. Guy's going to think, I'm going to be observant, I'm going to keep Shabbos, so years ago, I'm going to keep Shabbos, I won't make a parnasa. If I'll be a Mechala Shabbos, I'll make twice as much parnasa. If I'll be a Shem Shabbos, I'll make so little money. So the Mishnah tells you, or I'll buy tefillin, I'll blow in my, I earn money, and buy a pair of tefillin, it's going to cost me $1,500, a pair of tefillin. That's a lot of money. So the Mishnah tells you, have a Mechashid, hefsid mitzvah keneged schara. You're worried about the $1,500 for the tefillin, but you've got to get olam haba. Every day you're going to wear tefillin, you're going to get so many mitzvahs. Schara vera keneged hefsedo. You're going to be Mechal Shabbos, you'll make twice as much parnasa, but you're going to go to Gehenna for being Mechal Shabbos. So the Mishnah is encouraging us, keep the mitzvahs, and forget about the fact that the tefillin are going to be so expensive, and you're going to keep Shabbos, you won't make a parnasa. There's a bigger cheshbon over here. Have a mechashbon, have some mitzvah, keneged tzchara, tzchara there, keneged hapseder. So if you look in the big mishnayos, they have on the side of the page, and Pirkei Avos, they have the, I forgot what it's called, they have a likut on the side. So they have a pirish vaker. They think the Mishnah means the reverse. Sometimes having mechashed have some mitzvah keneged tzchara, you shouldn't always do the mitzvahs. The Mishnah tells you sometimes you should not fulfill the mitzvahs, and sometimes you should do the averis. The Mishnah is telling you this klal of avera lishma. So, and he quotes Gemaras, a few Gemaras like that. This is the concept of avera lishma. Chatei b'shvil shetiske. The Gemara says, you don't say chatei b'shvil shiiske chavercha. That's a Gemara in Shabbos, Dav Dalet. Chayamim lalodan chatei b'shvil shiiske chavercha. Would you tell a person, do a little avera in order that someone else should gain? I'll do the avera, and then he'll decide not to do the mitzvahs later on. If it's my daughter, my young daughter, and they abducted her, and I'm going to bribe them, I'll be Mechal Shabbos, and I'll bring her back, I'll raise her in my home, I'm going to have control over my child. So it'll probably pay off. But if I'm going to do chatei b'shul shiiske chavercha, the other guy has b'chira chavshis, may decide not to be an observant Jew. So, but chatei b'shul shetiske ato yedusei. The Gemara does say in various places. That's called Avera Lishma. That's what the Keser Rosh writes, that what Rav Chaim Volozhin wrote, that Avera, that Chatei Bishvil Shetiske, and Avera Lishma was only called Matan Torah. It's not correct. They're a Gemaris. They're Dinim Shulchan Aruch. That you apply Chatei Bishvil Shetiske, Bizmana Zeh also. But just like in investing money, it doesn't make sense to invest $1,000 in a risky, there's a chance I may win $1,000,000. But to invest $1,000 for me is a lot of money. So I wouldn't run that risk. But to buy a lottery ticket for $5, okay, that's a smart investment.
There's also a Mishnah Pergamos that says that because you don't know Star Mitzvah. So let's say you think that, like, you know, like, I don't know, like, going to help some poor person is better than going to God. Like, how are you supposed to make that judgment like that? Like, how are you supposed to know which one overall objectively is better?
Okay. So the halacha sometimes helps you, and sometimes doesn't. Okay, sometimes you have to make a judgment call on your own. Yeah, so that's what the end of the Tosis is. They say that Gemara that talks about Yoelishes Chevrakeini, the Gemara says Komisanya Me'avera, that Gemara is not discussing the topic of Yehorag V'Yavar. She was the one who initiated the whole thing. She's not a Karkoilam over there. She initiated the whole Znus. That Gemara is based on Avera Lishma. That Gemara is based on Chatei B'Shul Sheyiske, Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. That's a different word. Chatei B'Shul Shetiske. The Netziv points out that if you're applying a rule of Pekuach Nefesh, Deicha Shabbos, let's say that's all the people had a call on Shabbos and they all drove in their car. So do they need a kapara after Shabbos? They have to give tzedakah? No, they did a mitzvah. They were supposed to be, or the doctor did surgery on Shabbos. It doesn't need a kapara. Or you say Yesedecha Leisese. You need a kapara. You don't need a kapara. But the Gemara says if you used Chatei B'Shul Shetiske, then there is no Heta. It's just, it's Chatei. And you need a kapara for that later on. You need a kapara for that. The Gemara says that if one had a terrible chaloim, on Leil Shabbos, so he has to fast the Tainus Chalayim on Shabbos. So then the Gemara says, Soch L'meisav Tainus L'Tainise. Then he has to fast on Sunday, so Tosis learns as a kapara to having fasted on Shabbos. So let him not fast on Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, you have to fast on Shabbos because it's not that it's Bikoch Nefesh, the Netziv says. It will be Bikoch Nefesh. What does it need a kapara? What does he have to fast on Sunday because he fasted on Shabbos? That's all the people don't need a kapara. He says, it's based on Chatei B'Shvil Shetiske. The Chatei B'Shvil Shetiske, you always have to get a kapara later after having done it. That's how the Taisus learns. That the Netziv points out that's how Taisus learns everything. Others learn the Gemara differently. That's Taisus Havana. Yeah. At the end, she was mishtadli. In the beginning, Gemara is asking, how did Esther in the first place agree to marry Ahasuerus? What happened to Yehorg Valyaver Bifrahesia? Gemara says, Karkoilu. But then when she said, when Mordechai said, you better go speak to the king, and she said, okay, I'm going to initiate it. When she starts to initiate it, that's not Karkoilam anymore. According to the Rivam, that the heter of Esther for Gilead Rice was Karkoilam, then the last time it wasn't based on Karkoilam, it was based on Chedish Roshadiske. That's all it's called. So you're allowed to violate Gilead Rice. This is quite a crucial thesis. The Rivam, the Rabbein Tam, had a double machlegs, one is about the Karkoilam story. How do you understand Yehorg Vayava by the Gemel Averis? The other one is by the Machmona Afkere Lizare. What does it mean? The Rabbein Tam says, Afkere Lizare, because they be Osadiyah. And the Rivam says, no, Afkere Lizare, it's not because they be Osadiyah, it is be Osadiyah. Okay, Pelina, we gotta continue a little bit, then we're gonna do Chazara.
Tomorrow, if you want to do Chazara, we'll do it.